This is The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
وكفاني يزن بحبك ذلي وحضوري ولست منك
Delightfully Odd. That's brand new from Dafa Yusuf. Welcome to Jazz FM.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. Your new album is called Diwan of Beauty and Odd. A wonderful album that you've made with an American quartet. This is your first full American band on an album.
Yes, indeed. Actually, I thought about doing this experience 1999. It took like 17 years to be able to do that. It's amazing, no?
Yes, it is. Yes. Well, so. It's a long time coming, but it's worth the wait, I can assure you. What an amazing band. Aaron Parks on piano, Ben Williams, Mark Juliana, who we've been talking about recently because of his involvement with David Bowie's music as well.
Yeah.
And the amazing Ambrose Akinmusire, whose trumpet playing just totally fits your music so beautifully. How did you pick those players, or did it just happen?
I was looking for a personality. I was looking for a musician with a really individual personality. And, of course, if I don't think about Aaron Parks, or Mark Juliana, or Ben Williams, or Ambrose Akinmusire, I will be wrong. So the thing is, like, I was thinking about Odd Meters composition, trying to do something with Odd Meters, as I work before a lot with that, but this record was based on this.
Odd Meters, explain that.
Odd Meters is like, instead of playing 4-4, like 2-4, or 6-4, or 6-8, or it's like playing like 13, 15, 17, 39, something like weird, actually.
Yeah.
Not really direct. It's like something which normally hard to dance on. But the idea of this record is Diwan of Beauty and Odd comes from there, actually. It comes from composing some beauty, some good, some nice atmosphere from a weird time signature, which for me, it gave me actually a possibility to compose differently than when I'm thinking on 4-4 or 12-8 or something like that. The idea of playing with this musician, because I share with them a very important thing. Like, Aaron is for me is a filmmaker, a painter. The same thing for Ambrose. They don't play, they compose, they paint, they are painting. And therefore I wanted to play with them.
Yeah. Do you find weird things wonderful? I mean, do you spend your life kind of getting into weird things? I love a bit of weirdness.
I love weirdness because it gives value of the beauty. Because you will not be able to see beauty without strange thing, weirdness. And the same thing that for me today is like weirdness is maybe the base of the basement of beauty, of great things. I use a lot of also poet from the Arabic culture, classical literature. One of them is Al Akhtal. He's actually he was born 640, if I'm not wrong, and he stayed Christian because he wants to drink wine. He wants to enjoy life. He wants to have a beautiful life, not just boring, going and to pray. And I love that those person. Last time, in last record, I was singing Abu Nawas. Abu Nawas, he loves wine. I am so like that. I love good wine. I have a big respect for people, of course, who are religious. But the thing is, like, those people there, as they are living now with us, and that's so fantastic and so beautiful, so inspiring. The other one is Nabulsi. He's talking about that people pray to God not because they believe in God, because they want to avoid the hell. They want to be in paradise. Of course, this is nothing to do with Islam. All religions are like that. And when I sing this poetry, is because I want to not provoke, but I want to have something a little bit weird. And this is also in harmony with the time signature, weird time signature.
You are completely on this album in musician, vocalist, composer and producer as well. This is your baby completely, isn't it? That's really important to you.
I love that because, you know, I'm always talking about babies. CD or album is a baby. You create it with a band you never played with, and the music developed itself on stage. That means after 1 year it became like old man. But the baby is so beautiful when you listen to it now. But I'm always curious how it will be after a while playing this music on stage. I have to say, like with Aaron, Ambrose, and Ben and Mark, I felt like I'm playing with a working band already, as we were on the road for a year, which is really fantastic. So I can't wait to be with them on the road. We'll be right back.
Blueprint on Jazz FM. More from the new album called Diwan of Beauty and Odd from Dafa Yusuf, my special guest tonight. That was Cheerful Meshuggah. Explain to me, Dafa, what is Meshuggah?
Meshuggah is actually the Yiddish word for strange. This is also the theme of the album. It's like Meshuggah is like odd. It could be like Diwan of Beauty and Meshuggah. You know, and Meshuggah in French, we say like he is Meshuggah. It's a little bit, you know, it becomes like a lot of words in French language. For I don't know, in English, maybe it's because my English is not as this is not really my second culture, maybe it's my fifth culture. In French, we said like there's a lot of words from Arabic, from North Africa, like kif kif, like tubib, and Meshuggah is one of the Yiddish words, also became like internationally like. Like a word. And what I love in this word is like how the pronunciation of that is like Meshuggah. It's like really weird. And I love it. So the thing also is it's like also a love declaration to Meshuggah, the band, the Swedish band, they're doing. I have a big respect to them because I have to say, for a rock band, thinking like that musically, a lot of jazz musicians are willing and want to sound like that, and this is a kind of dedication to them.
It's a heavy groove as well. I think there's a point where you love a groove when the whole band comes together. It's kind of funky.
Thank you for that. This is what I want to hear. The thing is like groove. A lot of people groove on 4/4, groove on 6/8. But when it's odd meters, you discover another wave, other waves in your body, and this is the most important thing. Why I want to play odd meters and compose on them. Groove is very important. Whatever, I think this like few hundred years ago, somebody came and imposed the 4/4 on people.
The imposition of the 4/4.
Somebody came and did it, and I have big respect. You know, it's like he decided for us. But it's when you groove on 4/4, then it's really fantastic.
What makes your heart sing the most at the moment?
In general, I feel like really melancholic. The melancholy in my voice, my singing, is exactly comes from my heart, because in this world, we are really delightful to have this great life with all the problems, with all what's happening. Like when I see people, when I see immigrants, and I consider myself also immigrant because I came from Tunis to discover music. I went to Vienna and I succeed to let people accept me as immigrant. Today, when I see that, then I think about the birds. When I am in Tunisia, I see birds coming from Africa, making stop, and then going to Europe, then coming to England or to North, and then again back. And there is no laws for them. They are doing this with
freedom.
Freedom. And of course, I understand people, they are afraid. But they think, like, we are all immigrants in the end. And nature is, Mother Nature is the one who decide, not our laws.
Growing up in Tunisia, you grew up in an era where there was dictatorship, but at the same time, you were able to access other cultures. What brought you to jazz?
Freedom. Also, the similarity of with Arabic music, with the Oriental music. We have taksim. Taksim, that means improvising in maqam. And for me, I have to say, to mention Muhammad Amran, he's one of the most inspiration for me. He's a Quran recital. He's reciting Quran, but with the changing moods, and it's fantastic. He's actually doing the same like Coltrane or all those great musicians, but with Oriental touch and singing like a bird, on a grid of chords, but not really just chords, but much more like maqam. This is what brought me to jazz. You know, to be on the stage with Afro-American, with European, with Indian, with Latinos, with Arabic people, with, and there is no religion, no colors. There is just one language, jazz.
Tell me about finding your own voice as a young man in Tunisia, getting into music in a culture where, you know, obviously religion plays a big part. I think your grandfather used to call people to the mosque to pray.
I did also myself.
You did that as well yourself, because that takes confidence.
I did it with a plastic microphone. I remember the color. It's red. It's like $2 microphone. And I always say that it sounds then like Jimi Hendrix appealing people to pray, because it's like wow, it's like distortion, it's like fantastic. And this is my first encounter with the electronic, let's say. I come from Tunisia. It's a beautiful country, of course. Culture wise, there's also a lot of things happening from long time ago. But with the chance, politic changes, we need time. We need really time. And I play time to time there, and I'm so proud and so happy, because there's a lot of young people. They love creative music.
You spent time in Europe, but you've moved back now to Tunisia?
Since 7 years ago, but yeah. I'm traveling a lot. So I used to live in Vienna 13 years, Paris 7 years, New York time to time, a little bit in Africa, there and there. I mean, as a musician, self-taught musician, you need really to keep going and making a lot of encounter with a great musician over the world. This is my university.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. I've learned a lot today.
Thank you. Thank you. Myself. Also me. Thank you.
Thank you, Dafa Youssef.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
despite several other broadcasters coming in with hugely attractive bids.